pussy.
Okay.
Rudy Giuliani, suck my dick, and I'm gay.
Rudy Giuliani. So, I guess what everyone listens to Come Town for, the Democratic debate.
Oh, yes.
I watched neither
of them. Here's my takeaway.
Either.
Joe Biden probably spilled his medicine, his old people medicine.
I saw the clip of him saying 3-0.
Him coming out on the stage, just fumbling all of his Alzheimer's medication and dropping it everywhere.
Balls fully out of the zipper.
And then everybody on MSNBC saying, Biden came out as a clear, far and ahead winner. Uh-huh. I'm sure the polls will reflect that. But Kamala said a lot of nice stuff about how it's time to get busy.
Uh-huh.
And
playlist.
Younger voters are really interested in her "you go girl" attitude.
Mm-hmm.
There's been rumors that she's considered snapping her fingers at a public event mm-hmm. later. The highlight of the debate was last night when she said, look, I'm not one of these talk in the movie theater kind of sisters. I'm more of a get down to business.
Mm-hmm. A professional black woman.
Yeah, we selling tax forms mm-hmm. type of lady.
Dotting all the I's, crossing all the T's.
That's right. The friendly kind that you know from the office.
That will smile at you. Who says your shirt looks nice.
She compliments your shirt. Mm-hmm. She has extra snacks even though she's 10 minutes late every single
yep.
day.
And she still somehow keeps a spreadsheet of every time you leave early.
Right. And mm-hmm. they don't. You
yes.
got in trouble for.
Yes.
You got in trouble for having a radio, but no one questions her listening to the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
At full blast.
It's a good show.
And saying, I know that's right. Oh, it's the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Sybil, where'd you get that pussy? Tom, stop.
Tom. You wildin' right now, Tom.
Tom, that's foolish.
You being foolish.
Foolishness. Yeah.
I think literally what you mocked Kamala for, I think Cory Booker did. He used the term Kool-Aid. He invoked mm-hmm. Kool-Aid on Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. But didn't he get investigated by the Justice Department?
Cory Booker?
Yeah, for like the Newark Police Department.
I'm
like,
sure, dude.
Beto read the entire Taco Bell menu.
Yeah. In perfect.
He memorized. He had the Taco
perfect
Bell.
Perfect Espanol.
He's like, folks, I want to just tell you about something. It's called the Taco Bell Value Meal. One, soft-shelled crunchy taco. Dos, hard-shelled tacos. Tacos.
Yes.
Tres. Mm-hmm. Nachos del Supreme Grande.
That's right. He's going to replace food stamps with Taco Bell.
I would love that.
It's it's a partnership. Taco Bell Corporation.
I would
privatizing food stamps.
I would immediately close the Patreon. I would give away all of the shirts for free just to become poor enough to get subsidized
to get
Taco
gorditas.
Bell.
Yeah.
Which is exactly, I'm going to go on Fox News and claim that. Look, you make enough stuff free. Guys like me, we're going to fire all of our
We're
going
to become welfare queens.
We're going to become welfare queens.
That's right.
Yeah.
If I don't have to work, why would I?
From Podcast King to Welfare Queen.
None of the satisfaction I get out of being rich comes from the fact that other people are poor.
Right.
It's only
yes.
the hard work.
I love working.
Yeah.
It's not feeling superior and having better things than everyone
else. It's not filling out all the paperwork on my bank's website so that I can get the priority pass access card that allows me into a special lounge at the airport.
Right.
That has the same view. I'm waiting in a separate area.
Mm-hmm. With slightly better food, maybe.
Yes, not even. Dude, it's funny because like that Sapphire Reserve card comes with like one of those.
And it
you
does?
Just, yeah, you can just hit a button. Because you remember how it says you get lounge access to the card? Well, I was like, how do you do that? Because we're at the airports all the time, and I don't know how to do
it.
Yeah.
You just go to the...
We travel a lot. Yeah.
You go to the website, and you have to like click a button, and then they mail you the card.
Really?
But I was looking at it, and it's like, it sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is just a room. I thought maybe there was like snacks.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the American Express Lounge, I went one time with Bobby. That is some luxury.
I went to the Virgin Lounge once. Virgin Atlantic.
Yeah,
they treat you good.
You went to your apartment?
You know I've had sex. You know that I
We don't actually know that.
We don't know that.
You've claimed it a lot.
That's something you've said.
But we don't actually, we've never smelled it.
I wouldn't lie about having sex to you guys.
You lie about a lot of stuff.
What else do I lie about?
That's why you got engaged.
Oh, no, now you're being shady again, stop.
Do not call me shady.
It's shady for you to just call me a liar. Like,
I am not throwing shade at you. You got engaged because you thought you could finally have sex, and then it didn't happen.
I know. Well, not to finally have sex, but then...
After marriage, you were going to have sex.
Well, I wanted to have sex for love for the first time. Mm-hmm. Not for sport.
Yeah. The pride of the hunt.
Yeah.
The hunt. Do you mean having sex for sport, seeing how big a penis you could fit in your ass?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the sport you were playing?
Yes, that's
it's
the sport.
It's guess this penis.
Guess this
penis. It's like you're at a county fair.
Everyone takes turns putting their cock in your ass.
Then from
Farmer Jones.
I have a measuring, my asshole can measure. But only inside of the hole. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, dude, instead of that's how we suppress voter fraud. You have your ass out. Guys put their cocks in your ass, and you can say citizen or not a citizen. We don't need voter ID laws. We just need your ass. You can ID them with their cocks.
Right.
Have you ever considered that?
Well, you had me at ID. I love asking people for their IDs. Yeah. Just
guy,
as a
their guy ID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can I see your guy ID?
Can I see your guy ID?
That's what Adam likes.
Zip.
Can I see your guy ID as he spreads his ass cheeks open?
It's pretty funny. Do you see my girl Tulsi? Who I would like to remind everyone. I was the first major political pundit to endorse Tulsi Gabbard full-throatedly.
That's true. Didn't you do it after Hillary
lost? The day after Hillary lost on the Cumtown podcast.
Saw someone else.
Right, of course.
Had that opinion and then
I saw that she was
now's
hot.
Now's my opportunity to...
And yes, Felix may have said it to me the night before. But he didn't say it in public, and that's all that matters.
Right.
I put my name out there.
That's true.
Without knowing anything about who that woman
was. I knew that she was a troop and that
she was
hot.
Israeli or something.
I did not know that she was in a homophobic cult when she grew up.
Indian nationalist, too.
Yeah. She's
she's Indian?
She thinks Modi's
She's Indian. She's got a hot husband that came out yesterday.
I would love to watch them have
sex.
Look,
Buddhist,
if my options are Hindus or Muslims, I'm going Muslim.
Are you?
100%, yeah.
Interesting.
Definitely.
You don't like Hindus?
Not if I have to pick between Hindus and Muslims.
Well, they really don't like each other.
I guess
to me
it comes down to cuisine. And I guess I give the slight... although there's so many
Indian
different kinds
is
of
so
Muslims...
Good.
So that's more variety.
Yeah, Middle Eastern food's really good too.
Yeah, Middle Eastern. You got also aren't there like Filipino Muslims or some shit?
Or India and Pakistan are going to start.
Yeah, they're everywhere. There's over a billion of them.
There's Chinese Muslims too.
Yeah,
so
Uyghurs.
That's Chinese food.
Yeah, Uyghur food is amazing.
Yeah,
it's really
good. I went to one place and it was pretty bad.
Xi'an Famous Foods is Western Chinese.
No,
it's like Uyghur.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Xi'an? No, what the fuck
it's
is
some
Xi'an?
Kid from Queens.
X-I-A-N?
It's some kid from Queens that just
it's
uses
Xi'an.
Wide noodles Xi'an. And made up his own shit.
But I thought that it was like Western Bourdain. Chinese.
Yeah, I mean, maybe like there's some cumin in there and that makes
there
it,
is cumin. There is definitely cumin. I taste cumin.
Yes, there's cumin in
it. You like Xi'an, though.
I do like Xi'an.
Yeah, it's good. It's not Zhang.
Xi'an? There's no way
X-I-N. It is.
X-I-A-N.
Xi'an. No, if anything, it's Xi'an.
No, I say words wrong all the time. I'm pretty sure I'm right about this.
It's Xi'an.
Xi'an.
Well, there's a fucking apostrophe in there.
It's X Xi'an. Apostrophe Ian.
Yeah, there's...
No, it's X-I apostrophe A-N.
Yeah.
Xi'an.
Xi'an.
Xi'an Famous Foods.
I mean, I say Xi'an Famous Foods just because it's easier. I don't need to put I'm not saying,
you're trying to put that stank on it?
Yeah, right. You don't need you don't need to add some lip to that. Xi'an Famous Foods is fine.
I have a lot of respect for the Chinese.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
They're
then why do you fuck
Chinese
Koreans?
First of all, they're like the kind of like, they're jet grind radio Asians. They're not like regular.
What's jet grind radio?
It's like
Jet Set Radio is the video game.
Yeah, but then in the game, it's called Jet Grind Radio.
Oh, okay.
That's the name of the radio station.
Oh, the game is called Jet Set?
The game is called Jet Set Radio, and in the game...
The internal radio station, though.
It's called Jet Grind Radio.
Damn. I would like to play that game.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was tight.
Yeah, I never had... My friend had Dreamcast.
I didn't have Dreamcast either. I'd have to go to my friends to play Crazy Taxi and...
I remember playing Crazy Taxi at Fuddruckers.
Oh, yeah. Hell. Dude, the first day I went to a Fuddruckers... That was a good ass
dude,
day.
Dude, I remember going as a little kid.
Too much bread.
Yeah. As a little
kid. Shut the fuck up,
the
Adam.
Bread is too thin.
It's buttered and delicious. The bread is one of the biggest fucking
the bread
selling
is
points.
Too dense.
You're unlimited
so
condiments.
Fucking
you're such a stupid fucking
the
asshole.
Bread
please stop
excellent
cursing.
At
you guys are being shady again. Stop being shady.
This is you being shady.
It's shady of you to call me names like that.
Dude, they have a 1 pound hamburger. When I went there as a kid, they give you a coupon for a cookie. You remember that shit?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you finish your meal at the end, you bring your coupon to the thing, they give you a cookie and a balloon.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I never went that A. I never got the balloon. I went the first time
No, that's one of my earliest memories of a restaurant.
Beautiful.
Fuddruckers. That must have been like 4.
One of my earliest memories is something called the King's Court. It was an independent steakhouse chain in East Point Mall, and I went as about a 5 or 6 year old and ordered a porterhouse steak. And everyone laughed at me, and then I ate almost the entire steak. And then I went to...
How much is a porter? Like 18 ounces?
It's big, dude. Because like it's a ribeye and a filet all in one.
Yeah, it's both sides of the T-bone.
So everyone laughed at me, but guess what? I fucking ate that shit and a baked potato.
Damn, son.
Anyway, back to Fuddruckers talk, because we're not over, no matter what bitch-ass Adam would like to
I don't
to
like
say
the bread,
it.
Honestly.
Shut up, man!
It's too dense.
And then they had the basketball game that has the song
that
from Rocky.
That one is awesome. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I never put that together. Quiet, Adam. We're talking Fuddruckers.
Oh, okay.
You've already disgraced yourself.
Just
with
go
your
for it. I mean, it's
it.
Fine. I have to eat this croissant.
The way I discovered it was I won some kind of chocolate bar selling contest in middle school. And I was allowed.
Every one of your stories is fat. You don't have a non-fat.
No,
it's
man,
not fat. He sold the chocolates. He didn't.
I
eat
sold
them.
I did. I showed a lot of restraint.
Tremendous restraint. Stop.
I did. Yeah. Well, actually, my mom just sold. Anytime a kid won
your
one
mom
of those contests,
sold them to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I ate all of them. So my mom just bought them. No, my mom fucking honestly, she moved that package because usually she would fake on me. There's always one kid whose dad had like a fucking, you know, worked at some store with high traffic that would sell a ton of fucking chocolate bars. And I was always jealous that I never won the, like, prize. I would try, honestly, to sell my own chocolates, and it would never work going door to door. So my mom sold them one time, and I won, like,
I bought
you know,
forks off some dumbass kid and his dad in the neighborhood. They were like...
Recently?
Like, 2 years ago. They were like, we selling shit for our school. And I was like, all right, you know, I don't need anything. But
yeah.
Were you guys Cutco kids?
Here's $15. And then they're like, I'm like, look, all I have is 15 in cash. So that's what I got in my wallet.
Yeah.
I give that to you. You pick something out of the catalog. Dad's like, hurry up. He already given you the money. And then the kid's like,
was
you
it
know,
for
shaking.
His basketball team?
Yeah. And then, you know, like they pick out these, like, four. I'm like, good. Get these forks, this set of forks. And then they never showed up. I never got the fucking forks.
Why would you just buy forks and not get a set with knives and spoons?
Because he's just trying to do a good deed.
I don't
man.
Give a shit. I don't give a shit about any of that stuff.
It seems
anyway. The point is,
in fact, in that apartment, we need less forks. Amber had like
that's true.
Amber had like 700 of every utensil,
and the sink was always full of fucking dirty ass.
Less
shit.
Utensils, less dishes.
Yeah,
smart.
And you have to do them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To eat, you have
to eat.
Them.
Yeah.
Smart. That's. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
It does make sense. She also had those Snoopy cups. I should have
stolen
those.
That's good. Those were awesome.
You should have stolen those.
I'm going to steal them.
Yeah.
I'm going to make an excuse.
No one tell Amber.
I think I know the code for her building.
Yeah, let's get the code for her building. We're going to steal
Ocean's 420, baby.
Hell yeah.
We go into our friend's apartment, smoke fucking all her weed, and take the Snoopy cups.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Anyway. They figure out it's you because there's... chocolate bar wrappers all over the place.
Okay.
It's the chocolate bandit again.
Okay, this have I told the story about...
Every single one of your stories
is chocolate
is a fat story.
I know. This one is the fattest story of
They're
my
like,
life.
Oh, and I got bad news. Elvis's dad is in the hospital. We went to the hospital anyways. I was eating a bunch of candy bars when the doctor came out. And he slipped on one of the wrappers. I was making my own chocolate-covered bananas and triage. And the operating doctor slipped on one of the peels and died. And now Eldis's dad has to go to a different hospital. It's like, is this a story about Eldis's dad in the hospital? Or are you making your own... chocolate covered banana.
Did I tell the story about in high school when maybe it was my freshman year of college and you'd go back for the summer to have, you know, everyone like now we're grown ups. We're going to have a fucking party. And my friend Anna had a fucking awesome party and I got just so fucking drunk and I took a shit and threw up all over the bathroom.
Not even drunk?
No, I was drunk
just
as shit.
Completely sober.
No, I was fucking drunk. I was doing that thing trying to be cool where you just like chug liquor. Just, you know what I mean?
Just mm-hmm. stone cold sober.
No, I was just drunk as shit.
Shitting himself and throwing. Damn, I love going to adult parties.
Just having diarrhea while other people are getting drunk and listening to Flo Rida.
Just eating salsa and talking about the debates. And you're
yeah. With why Romney sucks.
Yeah.
And anyway, I shit myself and threw up all over my own underwear because I was like, throwing up down. And I was like in a fucking
what
haze.
Mean you were throwing up down.
Like I was sitting down.
he was throwing up through his legs while he was shitting.
Thank you, Adam. Yes.
Yeah. So that's skillful. You're throwing up on your dick.
I've never done that. I've always had the wherewithal to at least like put my head in the bowl.
Well, listen, man.
You can
I was
separate
not...
the two.
It.
Maybe you lean over and throw up in the bathtub.
I was trying
to get
that
in the bathtub. Into the trash bin.
Okay.
I've been
first
dumping
of all,
and then wait,
the story the is not done. I eventually made. Made it to the bathtub.
Sober.
I was not sober.
Not a drink. Completely. Not a drink.
My friends had people over for a dinner party. I had ruined my appetite with chocolate bars. So
no,
I'm in the bathroom.
These are different stories.
Shitting
this
and
not, I haven't even gotten to the fat
and
part yet.
Throwing up all over myself.
Okay. Can I finish the story? So, I projectile vomit all over the fucking place. I make it to the bathtub, and I don't know what I did. I turned the shower on to like clean up the fucking vomit, but I like apparently like pulled a pipe down, and I go downstairs just kind of like trying to see. Oh, and then what else did I do?
Are you just completely nude at this point?
No, well, what I did was I took my boxers off. For some act of God, all the throw up was on the underwear. So I go out to the deck. And I throw my underwear in her neighbor's, like, shrubs or something. Yeah. Then I go downstairs to check and see, like, if anyone saw me do it. Like, if I'm good. Does anyone know I fucked up the bathroom? I'm good, right? I spy a little fucking thing of Pop-Tarts, though. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, wow, my stomach's empty. This will help me, like,
yeah,
revive
you need,
myself.
You need
I need to feel better. So I grab a couple Pop-Tarts, and I'm eating them, and I'm going to the fucking... And I check back into the bathroom... I check back in the bathroom to see if anyone's been there.
This is like worse than the Chris Farley death scene.
Right after you fucking
this is so much worse than like the worst overdose you could imagine. Waking up, you had a couple of friends over for a dinner party, an adult dinner party, while back from our first year of college. And Stavros has overdosed on Pop-Tarts and destroyed the bathroom.
So I check in on the fucking bathroom, right? And just to see like, and it's horrible, dude. Like, I did not do a good job cleaning, but I'm fucked up, right? So I'm just like, fuck it. I'm gonna go out to the deck where some people are smoking weed, and I'm gonna like go play it off like I've been smoking weed the whole time. So I'm over there and I'm smoking weed and I'm fucked up. And unbeknownst to me, and I'm still eating Pop-Tarts, and I finish the Pop-Tarts before I get there. I have maybe like, I have a little bit of Pop-Tart left in my hand. And unbeknownst to me, I had pulled like the pipe I pulled to steady myself in the bathroom, mm-hmm. like had burst or some shit. And the whole fucking downstairs starts flooding. So they're like, what the fuck just happened? Like, this is just just water.
You broke the house.
I broke the house. It's fucking flooding. Everyone's like, what the fuck? They fixed this. Apparently, this happens all the time, so Anning knew how to fix it. She fixes it real quick, and they're like, what the fuck happened? Who did it? And they come up to the deck to see, like, what the fuck's going on? And I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm just trying to play it off. But what I had not realized was that I had left a trail of Pop-Tarts from the bathroom.
So she saw you eating the Pop-Tarts.
All the way. There were literally Pop-Tart crumbs, and I'm passed out laying on the fucking deck.
Oh, my God.
And I just have a Pop-Tart in my hand, Jesus, and they're like, Christ. Stav, did you do this? And I was like, no. Like,
you gotta lie. You gotta keep the lie going.
Yeah.
You can't
like,
tell the
motherfucker,
truth.
Motherfucker, there's a trail of Pop-Tarts, and you're holding a Pop-Tart
Why would
in
they
your
assume
hand?
The trail was from you? Someone else could have
and
been.
And it was so fat and hilarious that they weren't even mad at me. They were like, this is so good.
That's so funny, dude.
Yeah, and then I pissed on someone's skateboard, there was, and then I went home.
There was one night I went out with my friend Brendan and his friend Kevin, and like Kevin had been his roommate years prior, and he was always like a weird guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was like an army guy. Mm-hmm. Cool guy, but like just like very intense.
Yeah, yes.
Very weird.
Definitely know those guys, type of guys.
And he
just
was
primed to have PTSD.
Yeah.
Haven't had it yet, but will have.
No,
it
one of those guys that clearly from like a young age was like warfare, combat.
Yes, you know, yes. Like that's what I mean, though.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to get PTSD.
No, he's not. He's immune to it.
Okay.
Yeah, but like just a very like weird kind of, you know, intense guy. But he would always do weird shit. I remember we went out like, I think I did re-raw or something,
mm-hmm.
and then we went out for like a couple of drinks, and like we were adults, we were like 25,
and
or maybe 24, I can't remember, but like old enough that, you know, it was like shortly before I stopped drinking,
right?
So I don't.
So this is the second round. This is when we were already friends. You would come to DC already.
Yeah, I think so.
You stopped drinking in DC.
Yeah. And we went out, and then we went over to like somebody's friend's apartment. I can't remember who it was. It was either Kevin's friend or Brent, some guy that they knew. And just because like nobody wanted to drunk drive.
You know.
Mm-hmm. And so like it was just some guy's apartment in Arlington. And we all passed out on the couch. It was like either a huge sectional or two couches. It was like a big living room setup.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all sleeping on individual couches. And in the middle of the night, like, we just heard like Kevin get up and then take a shower and just casually do laundry at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And then go back to sleep in the clothes.
This isn't his house?
No, this is in someone else's apartment. He got up off the couch. He clearly just shit himself while he was sleeping. And then his head is set up for like
military,
tactical.
Yes.
Yeah. So you just get up and he showers and does laundry, puts the clothes back on, goes back to sleep. Not a word. He didn't say anything about it. Just shits himself while he's asleep.
Respect.
And then resolves the issue.
Mm-hmm. True respect.
Yeah.
I one time shit myself on a couch that had just been dry cleaned. Like, my friend Christina had a roommate that had pissed herself twice on that couch. So she kept pissing on the couch so much that they were like, you have to leave.
Yeah.
And the second they got it clean, they had a Halloween party, and I crashed on it, and I shit myself on that couch. Mm-hmm. And again, my underwear just barely held it in. But I literally, again, threw my underwear in the neighbor's bushes, just went home.
Damn, that poor neighbor is just constantly crying.
No, these are two different friends.
Triple XL.
One was in, first of all, double XL. One was in Towson, and the other one was in Violetville.
Just size a million panties filled with feces.
Haynes Herway, granny panties.
Yep.
They hug my curves just right.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I got to take a piss. Be right back.
All
right.
Adam,
go for
you shit yourself pretty often.
I haven't shit myself in a while. No, actually, that's not true. I had the flu a couple of months ago, and I shit myself. I don't know. I have a very weak asshole.
Yeah.
From all the traffic, you know.
Where'd you
shit
yourself?
A lot of shits, dude. I take like 2 or 3 shits a day. I don't think that's medically good.
What?
Shitting multiple times a day?
No, I think that's fine.
Is it?
Yeah, if you get
I thought everyone takes one shit a day.
No, if you get enough fiber, that's good.
I just think I don't know, it's metabolism or something. Whatever. Yeah, I shit my pants all the time.
Did you go see that new Tarantino movie or no?
No, dude.
What do you mean, no?
I asked you if you wanted to go the other day. You didn't go.
I know. I'm just asking if you saw it.
No, I haven't seen it.
Why not?
I want to.
Why?
Why do I want to see it?
Yeah.
Because I like the work of Quentin Tarantino.
Apparently, he's a pedophile.
He's not a pedophile. He's a foot fetishist.
Yeah, but children's feet.
Well, at least it's more of a niche category of pedophilia.
That movie rocked cock.
What?
It was good.
I heard
Tarantino movie?
Yeah.
I heard it was really funny.
All you needed on that one was a foot pedophile, and you knew what we were talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. You know exactly who
we're discussing. Does he fuck kids' feet?
No, he fucks women's feet.
Tarantino seems like a creep, but not a pedophile.
I don't think it's creepy to like feet. That's a pretty normal fetish.
No, I mean his face. He looks like a caricature of a rapist.
I'm a big fan of his, dude.
Me too, but the man looks weird and he talks weird.
I like that he has like he like vacillates between having like the best opinion on something and having like the absolute worst. There was like an interview in, I think, New York Magazine where he was like, the best show I've ever seen on TV is The Newsroom. Aaron's and he's like, when it came out, I would like watch it like live, then the next morning, and then once more the following week. And it's
really?
Just like, yeah, it's like
The Newsroom?
The Newsroom, yeah.
That's fucking gay, dude.
Yeah, it's a pretty...
Quentin's on the wrong side of history on that one.
It would make sense that he's like a pedophile or like one of those guys. Anybody with a story where it's like, yeah, they kind of came out of nowhere. Any like a rags to riches story?
Well, he's a video store guy.
Yeah, he worked in a video store.
No, dude, he sold the script to fucking True Romance.
Yeah, while working at a video store.
He used that. It was a great movie. He used the money off that script to make fucking Reservoir Dogs. That was a cheap-ass movie to make.
So
it was in a fucking warehouse most of the time.
Hold on. Pulp Fiction, you remember the scene where there's the basement at the pawn shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was happening at the video store Tarantino.
Oh, shit.
And
Weinstein was raping?
Yeah, he would kidnap children and then let...
Oh, it was a subterranean lair.
A Jewish...
yes, of course.
I don't know about Jewish.
I think... Listen, we can't say for sure, but let's play the percentages.
All the other details I'm 100% on, but I'm pretty sure.
Well, don't speculate if you're not 100%.
They may.
I think it's fine to speculate.
I think it's slanderous.
This much probability.
I think maybe it was Jewish people that were going. I can't say for sure. But I think in the pedophile sex dungeon in the basement of Quentin Tarantino's movie store, it was Jewish people going down there to get a deal.
Mm-hmm. They're even doing basement bargain pedophilia.
Bargain basement, dude.
We found the cheapest store. I don't even like doing it, but it's such a deal.
I'm losing money not fucking these kids.
$5 to have sex with a kid?
It's not my favorite.
I'm Crazy Harvey, and I'm giving these kids away.
I was driving through Williams, South Williamsburg, and I had the window open. I'm like stopped in traffic,
mm-hmm.
and I was just like laughing, and I repeated what I was laughing at. It's funny imagining like these Hasids. This is a nice night out, being like, oh, what a beautiful night. It's a shame that we're Jewish. a cynic woman standing like 2 feet. We just heard everything. And she just like looks at me and she's like, ugh. And then she like mumbles something to her husband in that awful language. And then he's upset too. It's like, what? You suck. Yeah, you guys, this is...
I mean,
like,
she's got a little bit of a point.
She probably does have a little bit of a point.
I would say whatever, I kind of see
funny.
Her perspective.
Yeah, yeah. It's all their stores suck.
I did see
and
today,
it sucks. It sucks to live there. It sucks to be one of those people.
Yeah, I mean, that neighborhood sucks for sure, but I saw...
South Williamsburg? Yeah.
Toys for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all look like weird versions of real stores.
But I like their cages outside their windows where the kids like climb out onto the cages and look like they're in prison.
Fresh air.
Yeah.
When I was driving over here today, actually.
Yeah, it looks like we're in Fury Road where everybody lives.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that shitty town.
The upper class people in Fury Road?
I mean, in Fury Road, there's no upper. They all just live.
Yeah, like what's his, that the guy with
the fat guy?
Yeah.
All the guy's family.
Props to him.
Morton Joe.
That character, whoever that Jewish character is in that movie.
I don't know if it was a Jew.
I thought that's what the premise was.
I don't know if that movie was about Jewish people.
I don't think religion really comes in at all.
Maybe I got the details.
I think it was about finding gas.
I don't think if I recall correctly, there's a Jewish man that has all the money and he lives in a cave.
But it doesn't mean he's...
I don't know. Maybe I'm adding details.
Yeah, I think you are, honestly. Oh, okay. And I'm just kind of saying that. No, I have no real... I'm not coming at this from any kind of bias, but I don't really think that was in the movie. Hmm. I saw a lady taking a picture. There was a Hasidic construction worker, mm-hmm. and it was just hilarious.
He was working?
Well, he just had the...
They wear the hat, and then they go
the
in and they're like,
the
keep
job
it up,
site.
Good job, work.
Yeah,
but
he was waving people through because there was like some kind of like traffic. They were causing a traffic jam, and some lady was just like taking a picture of him and laughing like in his face. And he was just like...
Dude, I have to watch that video of the black dude making fun of the little Hasidic kid like once every couple
weeks. It was those vibes. It was a black
shit,
lady.
That is the funniest video of all time.
She might have been talking. It might have been a video she might have been talking over.
Damn,
but
they fucked your shit up. Yeah. You probably had a whole watch and say
it is dumb. It's like God doesn't tell them to dress like that. That was like a fucking design choice they made, and it looks stupid.
That was the way. Basically, that was how you looked cool when they were started.
Those were like the rules in Eastern Europe, like in their like shtetl.
Yeah,
and then they like never changed the rules.
They didn't because they didn't look like that. Century. They looked stupid, and then they like dressed like shit. And they were like, "Let's all dress in new, nice clothes so people think we're modern."
Right.
And then they never updated it. So now like the rules that made them do that in the first place are now serve the opposite purpose.
Ah, interesting. Yeah, they should all be wearing Supreme.
They should be wearing Supreme.
They should be wearing fucking limited release, the Kyrie
that
SpongeBob.
That Japanese guy dressed as a Hasid is still one of the funniest.
So funny.
Wait, from where?
Nick and I were getting food one night.
We went to some Japanese restaurant, but on St. Mark's where all those like cool Japanese kids hang out, they all look like fucking... Yeah. You know, they all look like HIV positive models from the 1980s.
Yes. Yeah, they look great.
You know, like real like dangly cross earrings.
The dangly cross earrings,
round,
for sure.
Round
that's
sunglasses,
a good look.
Sunken eyes.
Shaved head.
The Barry Bonds look.
5XL t-shirt with like short shorts and combat boots.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah. You know, and like a tattoo of like just a single line that runs down like the just goes up your arm. It's just one line that splits your whole body longitudinally.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Lunge.
Yeah, you got it right.
Cross section, Ali.
Longitudinal. Is like a ladder.
Longitudinal.
If you imagine somebody, imagine somebody standing in the threshold of an elevator, and then the doors cut them in half perfectly, that's where the line would be.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, so you're there.
So yeah, we're there, and there's like one cool Japanese guy, and he like met his friend. And the guy was just dressed like a chassid.
At one, like the entire outfit. Just,
he had the whole outfit. I think he had tzitzit. He had like the little fringes. Yeah,
yeah.
Did and he have the curlies?
I like
Did
to just
payos?
Imagine him to be like, it's New York style. I'm dressed New York style.
Yeah. That would be incredible if Japanese hype beast started just dressing like chassid.
Why not, dude?
I mean, that's literally what happened.
He's not Jewish. He was like eating at a non-kosher restaurant. I think he was eating pork. But
dude,
yeah,
I really hope that catches on. I hope we go back to Japan and it's just nothing but like ladies.
That
and
restaurant's
shitty
got
wigs.
A cool vibe, but the food's
I like that place.
Really good.
Yeah,
what restaurant?
Yeah, I forget the name. Like Japanese Village or something.
It's upstairs.
It's upstairs below the.
Does
supermarket.
St. Mark's have any like
it's
banger food?
By Sunshine Mart.
There's it's one on sushi place I went to on St. Mark's. It's tight. It's good.
It seems like that all those places are cooler than they are good.
That's true. That yeah, you're not wrong.
Like there's not one place that's just like
it's all like bong
incredible.
Shops.
Incredible.
Yeah. No. Well, they have a
like
Shion.
Chinatown's better. Huh?
Yeah, but Jean's not
that's
like
not, yeah. It's not knock your socks off.
No, it's a
at
chain.
This point it's Chipotle.
Yeah, it's
not Chipotle.
It's good.
It's basically Chipotle.
It's good, but it's not amazing. I mean, like the last amazing Chinese food I had was probably. Maybe that place in Flushing?
Yeah, that
which
that
place?
Makes sense.
We went when me and you went to go see
that Szechuan place.
Yeah, we went to China.
We went to see Paul Simon.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We got
I'm kind of like burnt out on dim sum. I haven't had like real banger Chinese food in a while.
Dude, I mean
I love dumplings.
There's such good food in Queens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's honestly the best borough to like.
Thank you.
Yeah. I kind of want to move to Queens, dude.
Come, dude. Welcome, brother.
I'm fucking sick of Brooklyn.
Come through, bro.
I hate it.
I love Queens. I don't think I'm ever leaving.
I'm sick of New York, honestly. But
yeah. Whatever. Oh, yeah? Where are you going to go?
Probably like Rockland County, where all the cops and firefighters live.
The taxes are real shitty.
In Rockland?
Yeah.
I thought it's kind of cheaper because they don't have Metro North there, so you have to have a car.
Yeah, but I'm sure the taxes aren't as bad as like...
Well, Westchester is probably worse.
As far as property taxes go?
I think so.
I would guess so. You just moved to Jersey, Adam.
Yeah.
The property values are lower in Rockland County. Like, you can get a house that would cost you twice as much as in Westchester, but I don't know if there's a significant difference in that.
Yeah,
I've only looked at houses and looked at what the tax assessment was.
I went to my friend's parents' house in Rockland County, and it was really nice. And
you should move to Yonkers, dude.
Yeah, but then what are you paying in tax? Like $20,000 a year?
I don't know
how
much.
Like
I don't know what the answer is.
Fuck taxes, dude. I don't pay them shits.
But But he thinks his parents got it like on some.
I do.
That's the thing that's nice about like you buy a place in Brooklyn. It's like the taxes are nothing.
Really?
Yeah, they're fucking not. You pay like nothing.
Yeah, but yeah, property taxes costs $2 million.
In New York are pretty low. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Property itself costs like $2 million, but once you get it, you're not like the government's not going to take your property away from you.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But well, if you buy a building and it's like over four floors, I think, or maybe over, if it's five floors or more, you have to pay a mansion tax.
No, a mansion tax you pay for any property that's over $1 million.
I think.
So every property in New York?
Yeah, basically everything you pay a mansion tax on.
Even a fucking one bedroom?
Yeah.
No.
You can get a studio now, I'm sure, for $1 million.
As far as like when I
I'm
looked
never
into,
buying property
when
in New
I
York.
Looked into like real estate laws like 5-6 years ago, that's what it was.
Why were you looking that up 5 years ago?
To maybe get a real estate salesperson license because I didn't have a job, and that's what
other that's like a job a lot of comics do.
Yeah.
Could you sling houses?
Yeah, I almost worked for Nooklyn when I moved here.
Yeah, I did the same thing. Yeah, there was that guy with Taylor.
Well, you go. No, J-Fod hooked me up, but he worked with Taylor.
Yeah. Taylor was trying to hook me up with the job.
Well, there's a guy apparently in South Brooklyn, a Russian guy, who just, you pay him like a couple $100 and he says that you passed the exam. It's like, you don't have to like study. Yeah.
I love scams.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. I mean, I did that with defensive driving.
Really? You found a corrupt guy?
But yeah, my friend just like forged all the...
That rules. I had to take an actual class, dude.
No. I mean, I used to teach defensive driving.
No, I took a real...
Yeah, no. When I needed to take it, my friend who taught it wouldn't sign my paper.
Gotcha.
That was gay.
That is gay.
Different guys, though.
Oh. The second guy seems like a bitch.
The first guy was a bitch. Well, may he rest in peace. But the second guy... was chill. Yeah,
he was a chill bloke.
Yeah.
How's that croissant, Adam?
Pretty good, dude. I'm trying to do what Nick said by eating a lot of sweets.
Yeah, a lot of fats and carbs.
Put way back on.
Yeah, he's trying to become a fat-titted biatch.
That would be cool. It would be awesome if you got fat.
Be your own, be your own biatch.
You know what I've been doing that I think
I would love
you would
to go
like?
To plus size stores with you.
You should try this. Is you get like string cheese, the mozzarella string cheese, and you dip them in honey.
I think I'm lactose intolerant.
Try this method.
I think I am.
Yeah,
I'm self-diagnosed.
You probably isn't every Jewish person lactose intolerant.
It'll never air. But that was one of the funny scenes in Tim's pilot where he's like interviewing some guy, and the guy's like, you know, he's like, are you lactose intolerant? Like also, or like they start talking about lactose intolerant. He's at some like diner with a guy. And the guy, he's like, you know, I'm lactose intolerant, I can't have cheese. And Tim's like, oh, yeah, me too. He's like, why do you, like, eat that stuff? He's like, you just keep fighting.
What'd he say?
You just keep fighting.
Respect. Tim's lactose intolerant?
I don't know. The joke was that treating lactose intolerance like it's cancer and continuing to eat ice cream.
Right.
It made me laugh. I butchered the delivery, but I'm not Tim.
Yeah. I'm my own beast. You were speaking softly.
I'm my own animal.
That's right. You are your own animal. One of those goats that they fucking, the children fuck.
I hate that
in
video
India.
Of those goats prancing.
Yeah, well, what is that? Like, that's a meme now?
Me on my way to post some gay tweet. me doing. Oh,
that is you.
When I do.
That goat is you.
When you find out that they got extra fucking Polynesian sauce at Chick-fil-A. Shut up, you fucking loser. Fuck
Get
those goats.
Ass. Get those goats, man.
Fuck those
them.
Goats. Stop doing format tweets unless they're parody songs. That's okay.
Unless what?
They're parody songs.
Yeah, then it's good and funny.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a parody song that I think was in our
I was
oeuvre,
about,
but it's a gay sex sicko mode. Called Dicko Mode. I hadn't heard that before, but it's...
There's a guy that does
well
gay
done.
Raps. They're very
It's well
good.
Done. Yeah.
I was thinking about, you know, Vertigo by U2 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Uno, dos, tres. But imagining it's like the week before Bono writes that song, he's at a bar and some guy's like, yeah, you know, it's like Spanish people, they have their own language. So he's like, really? What, like, how does that work? Like, well, you know, they have different words for everything. He's like... "Well, what do you mean? There's like a different language you can
Bono just how old is Bono? 50, whatever. Yeah,
he doesn't understand that like there's other languages." And so he's like, "Larry, have you heard about this? They've got
different words, spicier words.
It's called Spanish, and it's the same thing."
Bono tried to have us shut down, dude.
Yeah,
but we wouldn't have it.
I gotta replace this fucking.
YouTube was like a giant band. That's crazy to me. Their shit sucks.
Yeah.
Like people that were born in like, or I don't know, people that were like teenagers in like 91,
mm-hmm.
they love that shit.
Gen Xers.
That shit sucks my dick. What's a good U2 song?
Where the Streets Have No Name?
Yeah.
Well, how does
that
one go?
Where the streets suck your dick.
I've never heard that.
The Joshua Tree album is pretty good.
Fuck me in my ass.
Nope.
Fuck
sucks.
Me in my ass. Where the streets are so gay.
I've heard Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Yeah, that's from... I don't think that's from Joshua Tree.
That sucks.
You don't like that song?
Song sucks,
and now dude. We're getting fucked in our
Why? Because it's about revolution?
No, I like the themes, but the music sucks me off.
Okay.
Suck my little penis.
Suck my little penis.
Yeah, fuck you two. I don't know how the fuck they got famous. They don't have any bangers, dude.
I wish my dick wasn't small.
Wait,
I
is that them?
No, that's Hall & Oates.
Yeah, that's Hall & Oates is good.
I wish my dick wasn't small. I said I wish.
Because my dick is small. Let's shit.
Because my dick is small. I wish it was big.
See? Now that's something you can vibe to, dude. Yeah. That's a melody.
I wish my dick wasn't small. I said I wish my dick wasn't small. I wish it was big.
He's a man eater. You can just keep that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here she comes.
Sucking guys.
Suck my dick because I'm gay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucking gay. I'm a gay man. One of my friends says one of his friends' dads was a roadie for Hall & Oates.
A chody?
A chody. Mm-hmm. Yes. And Hall & Oates wanted to have sex with him, that apparently they were gay.
What?
Yeah, dude, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Damn, stop. You heard that?
What?
You heard that, dude?
You're gay?
Wait, is this common knowledge?
I've been listening to gay music.
Dude, I got so pissed off when I found Old Town Road is about being a gay guy.
Gay man sucking
dude,
off
I
your
freaking
horse.
Got so mad.
Well, I'm gonna fuck my horse in its ass tonight. I'm gonna drink all his horse cum.
And what I'm gonna drink that... Dude, you know who loves that song? White third graders.
Yes, dude, yeah. That video is incredible.
Well, no, it's not a video. I was walking around Cobble Hill, and there's some, like, rich baby.
Every
that's
kid
like,
likes
Old
that song.
Old Town Road, baby.
Yeah, every kid loves it.
Have you seen the video of Lil Nas X performing at literally an elementary school?
Yeah, those kids are losing it.
My
it's
son
cool.
will not enjoy anything.
Yeah.
My son's going to be kept away from the internet and he's going to learn chores.
Have you seen that video of there's like a bunch of kids at one of those trampoline places where everything's a trampoline?
Yeah.
And they're listening to Mo Bamba and they're just going absolutely
they are going
nuts.
Wild.
Yeah, I love it.
Did he rape?
They're like doing flips and stuff.
He's
Sheck
disappeared.
West.
Sheck's gone.
Did he?
Seems like he
did
got
he do bad?
A rapist.
Maybe when. I don't know.
Yeah. So there you go, trying to promote a rapist agenda.
I wasn't trying to promote it. I just,
that's pretty fucked up, Adam.
That's a typical Adam move.
Mm-hmm.
Defending Quentin Tarantino's basement.
I didn't defend
saying
anything.
Sheck
I just
West
didn't know if it was a Jewish
third
basement.
Graders in a trampoline store.
Why does Jeffrey Epstein have a creepy temple on his island? Well, it certainly has nothing to do with him being Jewish. That's the first thing we'd like to say in this article.
Let's get one thing clear. Who's that guy? The other guy that's sort of
you know what I'm getting into?
Dershowitz?
This QAnon stuff.
Uh-oh.
Oh, cool, Nick.
Ruh-roh.
It's really entertaining.
It's funny.
Don't they think
the guy that they think John F. Kennedy Jr. is like now? Like
just some ugly ass
guy. Some ugly guy. Like John F. Kennedy Jr. was a fucking snack, dude.
Plastic surgery or whatever.
Yeah, he got plastic surgery to be ugly.
Is he the same height and shit as JFK?
I don't know.
We got to look that up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's also like, who the fuck is thinking of JFK Jr.?
I mean, he's a Kennedy.
But what the fuck? He didn't do shit, did he? Wasn't he just a rich guy that got hit on a
plane? He died in a plane.
No, he started George Magazine.
Yeah, George Magazine stuff. That was his magazine he ran.
It was called George?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know George?
Famous George Magazine.
Damn, I stayed corrected.
That was a thing. It's like sometimes I would like just get wind of something that was happening as a kid because it would be like on Entertainment Tonight or something, and I would think it was a much bigger deal culturally.
Yeah.
Because I remember when George Magazine came out, and I was like, George Magazine's coming. I'm like, I don't even know what it is. I'm like, it's not supposed to be a pretty
big deal. I love
big
7-year-old you being like,
I'm like,
yeah.
Am I supposed to know about George Magazine? Is everyone going to be talking about George Magazine?
Who is George?
It was JFK Jr.
He just named it
Who's
George.
Who's the titular George?
The first issue had Cindy Crawford dressed as George Washington on the cover.
That's hot.
Really?
Yeah. So it
that's
was
the
like
kind
a,
of bitch I'm into.
Gender bending.
Ooh.
Sort of, you know, because in the 90s.
Was it just hot bitches dressed like Georges?
That was not the theme of the magazine.
they have
it was
like
kind of an
Tyra
Esquire.
Banks dressed
it was like,
as George
it was like
Costanza.
It was like a men's magazine, but not like FHM or Maxim. It was like a.
Did they show
like
pussy?
Esquire GQ kind of vibe.
It was called George. He thought something called George was going to be cool.
I don't know. That's a good name.
Is it still around?
Your friend's named George.
It's a good name, but it's not a good name for a magazine.
Well, what's a good name for a magazine?
Stavros.
GQ.
Stavros
GQ.
Magazine.
Stavros Magazine is a good name.
Thank you.
Sylvester Stallone had Sly Magazine for a while.
That's pretty good, but it
15,
sounds like a gay porn
when
magazine.
When I was 15, I worked at a grocery store, and I remember having to, fix the magazine rack here mm-hmm. and there. And I would just look at the magazines and pretend I was working. And I would thumb through Import Tuner and be like, oh, yeah, I'm fixing stuff.
Import Tuner?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's just like a...
Cars?
Yeah, Japanese cars. And it's like, well, make it go real fast.
Nice.
Make the car go real fast. Sly magazine had just come out, and it was like Sylvester Stallone's magazine, or maybe it hadn't just come out, but I remember thumbing through that and just some article in there by him, and it's just, you know, his arms crossed, he's like, I don't believe in addiction, you know, because it's like, why don't you get addicted to something positive like working out? It's like, but what?
Yes.
It sounds like instead of not believing in it, you fundamentally misunderstand the
what
concept.
It is.
Yeah. I don't understand racism. It's like, why don't you just be racisted to by something good? Instead of the police killing you, why don't the police do racism by giving you money? Sly Magazine.
Sly Magazine. Here's a picture of my cock. Yeah. Here's me oiled up and you can see my cock print. Yeah.
Here's my whole penis.
He did have a very long dick, if that's really him in that pornography. That
I thought
I
it was soft core.
You can see his cock, though.
You see his cock?
You see his cock, but not while he's fucking.
You see it soft or hard?
You see it, I think, semi.
Oh.
I don't remember. Or maybe I saw a still image.
I know
of his
he was
penis.
Living at the Port Authority when he did that.
That's right.
And he saw an ad in the fucking Port Authority.
In the what?
The bus station in, like, Times Square.
Slice pornography. Wahlburgers series finale tonight
at 9 on A&E. That us three brothers would open a restaurant together. It's mind-boggling. What are you playing tonight? My brother Mark. I love your accent. I don't
have an accent. The last night of Wahlburgers ever. It's been an awesome. What is this video? Wahlburgers series finale
tonight at 9 on A&E. For those of you at home, we can't. Me and Adam cannot hear it. Nick is looking at it by himself. Tonight. My brother Mark. I love your accent. I don't have an accent. The last night of Wahlburgers ever. Oh hell yeah, dude! Wahlburgers series finale tonight at 9 on A&E. That us three brothers would open a restaurant together. Yeah. It's mind-boggling. Tonight. My brother Mark.
I think it's looping now, bud.
I
don't have an accent.
The last night of Wahlburgers ever. You want to do this the last 12 minutes? Wahlburgers series finale tonight at 9 on A&E. That us three brothers would open a restaurant together. It's mind-boggling. Tonight. My brother Mark. I love your accent. I don't have an accent. The last night of Wahlburgers ever. It's been an awesome journey. Wahlburgers series finale tonight at 9 on A&E.
that us three brothers would open a restaurant together. It's mind-boggling. Tonight.
My brother Mark.
Not to love your accent.
I don't have an accent.
The last night of Wahlburgers ever has been an all-year. Wahlburgers series finale tonight at 9 on A&E. That us three brothers would open a restaurant together. It's mind-boggling. Tonight.
My brother Mark.
Not to love your accent.
I don't have an accent.
The last night of Wahlburgers ever.
It's been an awesome journey.
Wahlburgers series finale tonight at 9 on A&E.
Hell yeah.
That us three brothers would open a restaurant.
Okay, all right.
I don't have an accent.
I don't have an accent.
It's been an awesome journey.
Dude, Matt, to being the editor that had to like cut that together or whatever.
It's an honor.
Is that
and a
good
privilege.
Enough? And Mark's like, yeah, let's get more shots of me with the giant tries. Scissors.
Yeah.
I love those giant scissors.
I'm jealous, dude. I want to have my own burger chain.
Yeah.
I love a damn burger.
Big burger. Fat burger.
The burgers at the stand are good, dude.
Yeah.
I had it the other night. It was awesome.
I had your
compliments.
I got some frozen sirloin patties at Costco that are not particularly good.
That are not good.
No.
Frozen ground beef is not good.
Yeah. And I tried to. I've been just broiling the cast iron, throwing them on there in the oven.
To give it a little bit
cooking
of
cooking them in the oven.
I don't know about that, man.
Well, because they're frozen, so you want them.
Oh, because that way they. I gotcha.
Yes,
the inside will stay nice and rare.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't just use them. You get the cast iron real hot in the broiler and then throw the meat in there. It grills it on the bottom while cooking the top from the broiler.
Does it get overcooked?
No. Well, yeah. I'm still figuring it
gotcha.
Out.
Gotcha. All right, well, keep us posted, man. Fuck.
But it's not very good.
I would like a fucking... Let's have a barbecue.
I got that little grill.
You got that little Weber?
I got a tent. We should go
we
upstate.
Need a big backyard, dude.
Yeah.
Actually,
we should
go
upstate.
Outside,
take
yeah,
three
cool.
separate cars now that we have it.
Yeah. A cabin. I'm not trying to camp, though. I want to sleep indoors.
We can get a nice little Airbnb. Just the boys.
Yeah, no chicks.
No chicks.
No chicks allowed.
No yeah. pants, no chicks.
Just us guys.
Meanwhile, if we had tried to plan that when you had a girlfriend, you'd of course you would have brought your girlfriend and be like, oh, well, it wasn't up to me.
Well,
not for
now,
a no chick. So not if we said no chicks.
Not if you say no chicks.
You would have not stuck to the boys.
There might have been
well,
one.
I would still,
there would have been a random six-hour window.
I know
you
we're saying no chicks,
lunch.
But I would bring my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
No?
Is she dead yet?
I don't know.
That was I was mostly asking the fan.
No.
Shut
no,
up,
don't
Nick.
Ask
shut
the
up,
fans.
Nick. Shut up.
I'm trying to help.
No, dude.
That was a rhetorical question.
Yeah, are you guys familiar with the Socratic
fan,
method?
For the
no.
Fan base.
No.
For the fans of the show.
Just get a little time stamp on that one.
Okay, yeah. it is 12:51.
I'm just kidding. Please don't kill anyone.
All right, a little time stampy.
Time stamp is 12:44.
Okay.
That's fine. We don't need to take that out. It's obviously a fucking joke.
12:44. Adam, remember that time.
12:44.
We can leave this in, and they'll wonder forever.
Yeah.
No, they won't.
They'll know exactly what we're talking about.
They'll wonder.
Anyway. So, what's in the news? You got this Cory Booker fella?
Yep.
Gay.
He is gay. Is he really fucking Rosario Dawson? No, right?
No, he got a beard. He had to ask Eric Andre if he could borrow his girlfriend. Yeah.
Oh, you think it's a lease, a loan
He's
out
He's leasing
program?
It from Eric Andre.
How about Eric Omgay?
Eric Omgay.
That's funny.
Yeah, that is good. And he's like, legalize being gay.
Should I go to Hershey Park?
Why?
In PA?
I got a coupon for the Dunkin' Donuts.
For the Dunkin' Donuts in Hershey Park?
Yeah. You guys want to go to Six Flags Hurricane Harbor? I love water
I'm
parks.
Not Six Flags. I'm not an amusement park guy, man.
You don't like water parks?
Are people just done with this Tommy Romola guy already?
Who's that?
That Dago that like somebody popularized on Twitter.
Oh yeah, that guy's annoying.
Yeah.
That guy rocks. Old school Tommy, dude. OS for life.
Yeah,
dude.
It's funny one time.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Come on, that's good. You laughed.
That's
See?
Funny.
See?
And it is another Friday, and this is how I get down.
I got pissed off.
Cadillac.
Freestyle is good music.
I was not aware of that genre. Until
I got pissed off because the guy who was posting it on Twitter like wasn't crediting him at all.
Oh yeah, I saw that. They're like, yeah. Oh, this is my new favorite account. Look at this guy that I found. I'm gonna find a way. I'm downloading.
And he was
all
getting
the
like
videos.
50,000 retweets.
Yeah.
And he just was basically reposting big
That's
time Tommy
so
shit.
Shitty.
Yeah.
Who's yeah. It's awful.
Who is that?
Yeah. People were like, just post the account. Stop.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're a fucking
just
send a
whoever
fucking
that
link
is,
to
you're
this
a
guy's
loser.
Account.
That guy's a fucking loser.
Yeah, that guy's
Suck
a loser.
Imagine if we had Gene DiNapoli on, we're like, bleep his name. Don't tell anyone. Yeah.
Don't tell anyone who it is.
Only we're allowed to know who it is.
It's our content.
Yeah. This is our, this guy belongs to us.
Yeah. At least we literally had him on a, we shouldn't do that, but at least we went out and found him. This motherfucker just saw the guy's content and was like, no, this is mine.
Yeah, this is mine though.
This is mine because I'm a fucking loser.
I'm a fucking loser named...
Whoever that guy is, suck these
I'm
nuts.
I'm going to start stealing his content and being like, I found the gayest man on earth. pictures
Let's
from
all
face,
laugh though. At this guy.
Hey, everybody. It's that boy who laughs at people. Let's all laugh at him.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah.
What genre, what is freestyle? I didn't know about this.
It's like Jordan Peterson and stuff.
Oh yeah,
it's like Jordan Peterson videos. I'm pretty sure.
No, dude, that shit was going off.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like 80s hip hop.
It's
no?
good, dude. That's what pretty I mean. Cool. It's like hip hop beats. Sounds like whatever Paula mm-hmm. Abdul stole.
You know, Stav and I love hip hop beats.
I love a nice lo-fi mellow beat to study to.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
That
it
bitch
like
that studies with the cat.
It's freestyle like that. Fucking,
I'd
like
to have sex with her.
It's like in the same sort of category as like New Jack Swing.
I think probably
perhaps
adjacent.
Kind of
yeah,
maybe an offshoot.
I thought freestyling was just freestyle rap.
That's what I thought. But a cipher.
But he never raps.
There's a genre of music
called freestyle.
Whenever this man was a child. So yeah. 50 years ago.
On Long Island.
Hey, it's Big Gay Tony here, listening to the sweet sounds of Bono.
Mm-hmm.
We're listening to Bono play his classic hit, Italian Vertigo. Uni, dolciaccio, tre sedici,
trigliani, quattro,
trigliani. Gattorzugiungi andiaggio giugiubugiandiaga googlia bublia.
Fuck Italians. Fuck Italians. I love chants, man. Yeah. Nothing like a good chant. What's one of your favorite chants, Adam?
One of my favorite chants.
I can't breathe. Hands up, don't shoot.
What? Hands up, don't shoot. I love.
Yeah.
I just say that in my apartment sometimes.
You know, I didn't even know. I thought "Hands Up, Don't Shoot" was just a chant. I didn't really pay attention to that Ferguson thing.
Right.
So then there's like I would see like conservatives be like, they said "Hands Up, Don't Shoot," which turned out to be a lie, by the way. Which
what?
Like the chant turned out to be a lie. Like I didn't even know.
They were trying to own them for the chant.
Well, I guess it has to do with the testimony from
the bitch ass recorder, man.
Sorry, yeah, we've been having technical difficulties.
Replaced.
We might upgrade.
Get an H6.
Yeah, maybe.
That has four dedicated ports.
We should get a full studio, dude, like Stern.
Yeah.
We need a Sibian.
Mm-hmm.
We need...
I would sit on that every damn episode.
You should, dude. You should bring your own.
BYOS, dude. Bring your own Sibian.
Yep.
God, I loved jacking off to the E version of... Howard Stern.
Anyways. I would love it too. Just blurred ass titties.
Blurred titties, blurred pussy.
I thought that was like a right wing talking point, is that the chant itself was fake.
Yep. No one's ever chanted that. Didn't cops just kill a
Mike
guy
Brown.
Though? In Dallas, they killed a white guy who was like mentally ill. He called for help and they mocked him. They're like, oh, he's sleeping. And they literally killed him.
I mean, I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah.
I do know that the like statute of limitations just passed for the guy that killed Eric Garner.
It's not the statute of limitations. They just like.
There's 5 years, I think, that to.
For murder?
To open like an investigation or whatever.
No, they just decided not to pursue anything. Or, like he fucking. They had a trial. It's not. I don't think it was a statute of limitations.
I don't think they had a trial.
Or they had some kind of like internal.
Or maybe
review.
It was like.
It's not the statute of limitations for fucking murdering somebody past.
Maybe for cops, though. You never know. Cops get all.
I don't know what
bullshit.
It is. Whatever. There was some the 5-year anniversary was the last day they could fire him or something, and they didn't.
Oh,
do
for
it.
That.
Yeah.
Specific incident.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably a model police officer.
He's probably a great guy.
Aren't they making it illegal, like throw water on cops or some shit?
To make them wet?
Yeah, literally. They were like, some guy got water dumped on him. And
I think it does count as like either assault or battery.
If you throw a drink in someone's face in general?
Yeah.
So every bitchy...
It's like assault is also varies state by state too, where like assault in some states requires like some kind of physical contact.
Sometimes it could be the fear of physical
contact. If you get in somebody's face and say, I'm going to fuck you up, in some states that's assault. Oh, that's why you have assault and battery. And then in some states, like assault is like physical contact.
Mm.
And they don't differentiate between assault and like battery. And then sometimes it's like aggravated assault. I don't know.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. We've got to learn these fucking laws and then go out and fuck people up.
Mm-hmm.
You've never been in a fight, have you, Adam?
Huh? Yeah, I have.
Who?
Now he's going to tell that story again about pushing someone out of the way. There was a drunk Hispanic man that was like, do you have any money? And he pushed him. And he's like, get out of here. And
I said, no. No. Like,
not my money, pal.
No, I mean, as a kid, I was in a lot of fights.
Yeah, you were rough and
I was actually, like, in elementary school, big for my grade. And then in middle school, so everyone got puberty.
And then you became a coward.
And then I became I became a real coward.
Call a woman's coward.
Once your physical advantage
I've never been
stopped.
In a real adult fight, no.
Well, we got to change that, dude. Yeah. This is part of your renaissance. This is part of you getting your groove back. We're going to get you to start fucking people up.
I'm going to start going to, yeah, mixed martial arts gym.
Jiu-jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
You need to do jiu-jitsu.
Someone told me that that family, the Gracies, like the Brazilian family, have their own gym in New York.
They also have a production company.
Really? Is this the same family?
Gracie Films, yeah.
No, it's not.
They're like, yeah, we're going to do a show that's like a yellow family and a satire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's called The Simpsons.
Yeah, The Simpsons.
And I would think a really funny show would be the show The Critic. If I do is a guy who removes a TV show's movies. No, I'm not retarded. I'm from Brazil. Brazil.
I'm from Rio de Janeiro.
Dude, you want to be trained by Renzo Gracie.
They
himself?
Sound like they're deaf, dude.
Yep. That is true. It's
Brazilian,
Portuguese. All the Portuguese.
Sound.
I feel like all the Portuguese sound like that.
I don't know how regular Portuguese sounds, actually. Cristiano Ronaldo.
He got off on a rape charge, too.
Yeah, so did Neymar recently. Beat the case.
Neymar skated as well, huh?
Beat the case. He released all the texts between him and the girl, which I'm pretty sure was against the law.
Of course.
Yeah, he was, like, releasing her nudes and stuff.
Jesus Christ.
It's pretty fucked
up. And he
up.
Fucks his sister, doesn't he?
He has a tattoo of his sister, and it's pretty much assumed that they're fucking.
Neymar fucks his sister.
Yeah.
Brazil, man.
He's got
wild
a really
place.
Prominent
Wait, it's
tattoo.
Fucked up
of her.
To release text messages to exonerate yourself?
I
of,
think it
of
was
nudes
like.
And
it
shit?
Depends on like where it happened. I think it happened in Brazil, actually. But,
No.
Probably Bolsonaro got him off.
It's not fucked up. You're saying it may be illegal, but you think it's fucked up if somebody accuses you of something to release all the text messages between you and them?
If it has like nudes of them and stuff, like I would let like.
So if somebody falsely accuses you of something and you know it's fake and you have evidence to exonerate yourself and you're being like.
I would provide that to investigators probably.
You wouldn't do it publicly where the accusation happened.
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it, but I think it was kind of weird for him to release like. Her tits and stuff on Instagram.
Yep, that's pretty fucked up.
No,
I thought.
No, I think if you falsely accuse somebody of something and then
also
they,
we don't know
they,
if
and,
it was
and
false.
I mean, I'm pretty.
We don't know.
Wait, how,
the fucking wait, billion, I don't know the
a
details of the
Brazilian soccer
I don't
player.
Know the details
how,
of the story, but
probably
like,
rapes.
If you said that he got off and he exonerated himself with this evidence, it's like. The what was fucked up is accusing somebody of something in the first place if you know it to be false.
Right.
That's
sure.
That's where it entered the territory of things being fucked up. So that's where it's like if you want to fucking dig a grave, you might as well dig too. So you already brought it into the whatever. I mean, I don't know this.
Okay, first
detail.
Of all.
It's just I
debate club.
The question was
it's not debate club. It's just
no,
like,
okay.
I think
the question was
stupid.
Did he rape her or not? I think if you like release text messages of her like flirting with him before they hooked up.
I have no idea what this fucking
story
is.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying.
You said it exonerated him.
I didn't say it exonerated him.
He just said he released text
between
them.
I said he released them and people were saying that was potentially against the law. And it was also kind of weird because she was sending...
I thought you said it let him off the hook.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, Ronaldo got off because they said there wasn't enough evidence.
Yeah. Also, he's potentially gay, too.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's not a rapist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. If you accused me publicly and said I stole your fucking... Like, so, he robbed my house. He came into my house and he stole shit from my house.
Uh-huh.
And then I had a text message from you that's like you sending me your tits and it says, I'm so glad you didn't rob my house.
But it's written on your tits in magic
it's
marker?
On the tits?
Yeah, it's on, no, not even on the tits. That just happens to be the next... I'm not editing your shit
I would
out.
Just
fuck
put
you.
I would put an emoji
no,
over
dude,
the nipples.
That is still fucked up.
No, I don't give a shit. You want to accuse me of shit, then fuck it. It's like, yeah.
No, then you're stooping to their level.
I am ready to stoop.
See, that's the thing. You love to
Nick
stoop.
Nick loves to stoop.
You're a guy who has some weird code, but the second you're let off the leash, you're so happy.
That's actually not true.
Yes,
then it becomes
is.
A freak.
No, I often do not stoop in reality.
Oh, your character,
he
though.
Loves the higher road.
You like
no,
to,
you're, you stoop.
You like to fantasize about stooping.
What have I stooped about? Of course, everybody likes to fantasize about stooping.
Not me, dude. I fantasize about being a good guy, and I'm a piece of shit.
Oh, I just tell people I'm a good guy.
Plenty,
I'm a great guy.
Plenty of people who have, like, fucked with me in a way where it's like, you know, I would like to reciprocate, but yeah. I don't because, yeah, it would be fucking petty.
Yeah. So there you go, dude. I just fucking got you debate. I just got you to admit my point.
No, you didn't.
Or Adam's point.
You said your point.
The master wins again.
No, your point was
good.
The
master wins again.
Great debate.
The master doesn't know.
That's the show, everyone.
What point were you making?
Look, dude, you've been had by the debate master.
What have I been had about?
If I have to explain it to you, man, then you're really behind, pal. Yeah. So everyone witnessed it. I got Nick to admit the thing that Adam was saying or something.
I haven't really followed this.
Adam said it's okay for a person to have sex with children if it's part of their religion.
Well, I said if you don't release the text between you and the child.
Well, once you build a temple, it's part of your religion.
He said Jewish. The real debate club, by the way.
Oh, fuck. Damn. Mm-hmm.
So what else, guys? Folks, I'll be on the 29th at the Lodge Room in Los Angeles.
Go see the boy.
Go see me. Also, we got Funny Moms every Monday of the month except for the first Monday.
And I got Fat Tuesdays every Tuesday at the freaking stand.
The next Funny Moms is August 12th. And then the 19th and the 26th.
Ooh, I love it. And I will be in Boston on the 16th and 17th, Oakland on the 24th, Seattle the 29th, Portland on the 30th. Come out and see me. Come out and suck me.
If you see something,
and buy Nick's T-shirts
something.
Or whatever.
Oh, right.
Come.town. Buy Nick's T-shirts.
That is the website.
You type, heat on the way.
You go
watch this space.
Internet Explorer. In your Netscape browser, you type in cum.town. It's an e-commerce solution.
An e-commerce solution.
Yeah. Now, they gave me a free chip reader or card reader so I can sell shirts at the stand now.
Nice.
Or
you're
going to
sell shirts after your
spots? At Funny Moms.
Funny Moms.
Not the stand. The stand wants me to do a pop-up there.
So do
a pop-up shop?
Yeah.
Oh. Pop-up shop or a show?
Like sell shirts at the store.
Oh,
stand.
You should.
Yeah.
That would be cool, actually.
It would be fun. Thinking about it. There's like 900 shirts coming on Monday.
Uh-oh.
And it's going to be like a nightmare having to fold all those shirts and put them in bags.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling
but
that.
Guess
like,
what? You're
like,
going to love it.
I got like 300
I'm feeling
shirts.
Like you're going to love it.
I got like 300 shirts the last time, and it took like 3 days.
Yeah, but you're going to be able to be like, I can't. I'm folding shirts whenever someone says anything to you. It'll be nice.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get
true.
To zone out and not listen to any other people.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be cool.
That would be nice.
So that's it. Watch out for that pop-up shop. Nick's going to do a Soho cum.town.
Yeah.
Nick, you should do a high-end fashion pop-up.
Mm-hmm.
Nick will be at Kith on Lafayette.
What's that?
It's like a hype-beast store.
Oh. Well, I guess that's the show.
Goodbye.